Hey everybody, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour episode 283. How are you? Hope you guys are well. You look fantastic as always. Tonight we have somebody in the live studio audience. Captain Lennox is here. And because Captain Lennox is part of the Film Live for a Studio Audience Patreon tier, he got to see a special episode that will be coming out in the next few weeks. He got to see it early and became part of the show for a spell. He also got to sit here and listen to me and Kyle moan for 35 to 45 minutes about technical problems and troubleshooting and how it never, ever, 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 ever wants to work. Sorry about that, Cat. I apologize. Welcome to the show. I got a lot of stuff for you. Hey, everybody. So for this next segment, what I have for you is a live reaction to the Fallout Amazon trailer. Different setup, as you can see. The original plan that I had for this was for it to be with the green screen here, but I couldn't figure out. There was a whole problem. I apologize to Captain Lennox, who was in the chat when this happened, and I had to try to troubleshoot it. The whole thing just kind of, you know, went the way of the dodo, more or less. So here we are. I'm going to do this. I'll let you guys know right now. I have seen this once before. I've actually seen like bits and pieces of it here and there, be it on Instagram or just when I was trying to troubleshoot, trying to figure everything out. I had the video on loop just to get it squared, just to get it figured out. But this is a live reaction to the Fallout Amazon Prime trailer teaser thing. The show will be out in April, January, March, April. Yeah, the show will be out April 12th. If you like this, give some of my other stuff a look-see. Maybe you'll enjoy something that you see there. I'm mostly a Fallout guy. I do some other fun stuff, but let's get on into this. So we already knew it was going to be Vault 33. That was leaked earlier. I know I'm going to cut it off like immediately, but I want to say real quick, these jumpsuits. I like that they've taken these jumpsuits in this direction. I wish I could see their Pit Boys a little more. I wish I could see if they were, which model of Pip-Boy they are, if they're a unique model for this trailer for Amazon. I'd assume we're going to see multiple different types of Pip-Boys at some point, be it the 3 billion that's there. There's the rumor that House might be in the show, so we might be able to see a Pip-Boy 3 billion. There's also the 76 model, the Fallout 4 model, the Fallout 3 New Vegas one, the earlier ones from Fallout 1 and 2. But what I was saying about these jumpsuits is I like that they've kind of gone with the more classic look that 4 kind of took, because 3 is kind of a baggy, New Vegas is kind of a baggy jumpsuit, a vault suit, and this one is very much a more skin-tight one, and I like that.
A relatively comfortable life.
This moment means a lot to me, just seeing how, I believe her name is Lily, seeing how she is looking out of the vault for the first time. And this is such an important moment in all of the Fallout games. And some do it better than others, but I like how they're trying to translate what this moment means for people who have played the games into essentially my mom. Because, like, my mom is going to watch the show because she knows how much I like Fallout and is going to know that, like, she's not going to sit down and play Fallout New Vegas for 200 hours. She has stuff to do and she's not going to play a video game. So that, much like The Last of Us, explained a story that so many people love to a bunch of people that normally don't play video games. This is very, I like the way this is set up, even if it's just a quick clip.
Stop!
Also, I just want to say, like her a lot so far. Let me see if I can go back just a tiny bit. Just the look of her, I think, is the type of dweller that I want to see. She's obviously young, so she doesn't know what she's doing. She's inexperienced. We're about to see the world through her eyes. Also, while I'm just looking at this, I love the way these railings look here for exiting the vault. But she's essentially going to be the character that we empathize with the most because we are not familiar with this world. We might be familiar with this world from playing the games, but we are not familiar with the world the way she is familiar with the world. So we will empathize most with her as the main character, as one of the main characters for the program. And I just like that they chose a young woman who, just by her look here, just from this, and maybe this is me just being a little too excited, but just this, just the way she's like afraid to look out, the way they call out to her. And yes, this is edited in such a way that it's made to look better, but I like the way it shows the naivete immediately.
Listen.
That door, I wish I could have been there to see the filming of this. That door is probably CGI, but just be in front of this vault door. What a special moment that must be. The first time we get to see the outside is... This. Now, maybe this is me just looking into things too much. Is this Zed? In Fallout 1, the dead dweller right outside Zed. Also, this is in... I believe the rumor is L.A., so about the Boneyard, somewhere in that area, and it's 219 years after the bombs have dropped. So, when do we get to see the followers of the Apocalypse, but also this, I just thought maybe it might be a little Fallout 1 reference. It's probably not, but I thought it might be. Oh, this is Santa Monica. Oh, this is Santa Monica Pier. See, I've watched it only once or twice, and I haven't really paid attention to it the other times that I really watch it. This is Santa Monica Pier. I'm very interested. This looks like over here it's all dilapidated. I'm very interested to see what this is going to be.
You need to go home.
This I don't think is anything.
Vault dwellers are an endangered species.
This Radroach, it looks like CGI. I'm just excited to see this. Look at him go. He looks good for CGI, but like, where is this? So much of California.
To survive up here.
So much of California is only. Hey, there he is. There's our boy Todd. Is only livable because of Hoover Dam. So I want to know where this is. I want to know where this is, like, locationally. Like, what is this? This is a ship. So she's by the water. So this is probably not far from Santa Monica Pier. This ship has been thrown onto land. That looks like a good maybe half a mile, maybe a mile off from the water. Are we going to hear about how much the tides have changed because of nuclear annihilation? Has that assumably a nuke goes off and then the plates, the tectonic plates shift and something happens, and presumably that's what has happened here, but we don't really know.
If you insist on staying.
This man is way too well-dressed. I don't know who this guy is, but he's way too well-dressed, and he's talking about survival and how vault dwellers are an extinct species and survival, and his glasses just are too... He looks too friendly. Like, I don't trust this man immediately. I do not trust this man.
And you will have to adapt.
Can we get a moment of silence for River the dog? Rest in peace to River the dog. I hate this next part. From the studio behind The Boys and free 2-day shipping. Now, I like to believe that this was done in jest, that the director of the show understands the audience and understands what the games are about, because in the one, I believe it was last episode or maybe two episodes before, I talked about how the director talked about what makes the Fallout games fun. This here, this free 2-day shipping thing, bothers the hell out of me, because Fallout is a game about capitalism, consumerism, corporatization of everything, and from the studio behind The Boys and free 2-day shipping, with an asterisk, does it say it never updates? I was going to say if it updates to say, if you have Amazon Prime, we're going to talk about this vertebra just a second, but like... What is the point? Like, is this the director? Is this somebody on the writing team who's trying to say, we understand that we went with the capitalist, like the Marxist nightmare of what Amazon is for this? Like, is that their little jab? Because Amazon has the ability to become a real world vault tech. Believe this is a Nat King Cole song. Rest in peace to me ever trying to get this video monetized. So, where do you think this is? This isn't Nellis. Obviously, this isn't Nellis. But this bunker back here. I keep forgetting you can see my mouse. This bunker back here reminds me of Nellis. This house reminds me of where Pearl is when you wake up. These vertebrates look great. I want to know how big of a deal the West Coast Brotherhood is because of Mojave Brotherhood. It's like, oh, yeah, we're kind of dying because we won't adapt to the new world. And then you have this, which is, it seems like the Brotherhood could be in full swing. I don't want to see, like, personally, I don't want to see a Brotherhood story. It's neat, but I don't want to see it. Like, I'm going to watch it. Like, I'm obviously going to watch the show. I'm going to see this. But, like, if I could omit anything just from the trailer that I've seen, it'd be Brotherhood story. Have them as characters. I don't need a scribe. I don't need a knight or paladin in training. I don't know if this is CGI, and I don't know if this is also a person in a suit. I will say, as of the recording of this, I have not watched the Game Awards, and I know the Game Awards had someone come out in a suit, and the suit looked great. I've seen the picture. I haven't seen any of the other stuff at the Game Awards. But this does give me hope in a sense, because the power armor has become such a symbol of the game. I mean, even from the first game, it's such a symbol of the game. But I feel like it's the only thing. People know power armor and Nuka-Cola, and there's so many other great stories, great symbolism, great ideology that comes out of these games, and I feel like it gets boiled down into smiling blue and yellow man, Sody Pop, big metal soldier man. This is, I'm assuming, T-45, T-60 armor, maybe T-60 because of the shoulders. I believe the T-45 shoulders are a little bigger. How is this here? If I remember correctly, the only reason that the Brotherhood has T-60 by the events of Fallout 4 is because they found in the Citadel, or they found when they were attacking the base that the Enclave had, they found remnant blueprints of it and rebuilt it. So if that being said, does that mean Maxon, because this takes place 9 years? 9 years after Fallout 4? Because Fallout 4 takes place in 2287, and this is 2289. So, yeah, it would be 9 years. Oh, no, it would be 3 years later. I'm a big silly goose. 2 years later, 3 years later. So, did Maxon go from D.C. to Boston? Let me do that backwards so it actually makes sense on the camera. D.C. to Boston, and then from Boston all the way to L.A.? Like, the amount of resources it would take to do that, and later in the trailer, I know the Pridwin does show up because it's in the pictures from the Vogue article or the GQ article, whatever it was. That means they took the entire Pridwin. I had just assumed it was another airship. That means they took the entire Pridwin from DC to Boston all the way back. So are we going to find out what happened in Chicago? Are we going to find out what's going on in Texas? Are we going to find out what's going on in Michigan? Because in Michigan, from what I remember reading off the wiki, is a large enclave outpost. What is going on elsewhere? And will the Pridwin and these vertebrates answer that? Tomorrow's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Just a dog with a hand, a human hand in its mouth, 10 out of 10. So they no notes. No, this is dope. This is so dope. Look how cool this is. Look how f***ing cool this is. I want to know, this is Vault 33, so it looks like there's a man who doesn't have, right here, doesn't have a vault suit on, and if he does, he doesn't have, like, a top piece. This dweller right here has a gun. And this person is falling. Is that a mannequin or a woman? Bright new sun will suddenly break. Look at him go. This man. Through. This. If the show is just this, right here says supply. S-U-P-P, and then I'm assuming that's L-Y. I can't really see it. Supply. So this is a city. This is a settlement. These are walls. This is what I want to see, though. This is my favorite things of apocalypse fiction, is how the world has grown. And as we can see here on the right and the left, and what I assume in the background is Los Angeles, what you can see here, maybe this is Junktown. Junktown is west. I'm not exactly sure geographically where Junktown is, but these trees are growing, so this place isn't completely irradiated. So I'm assuming this is somewhere outside of the Boneyard. This is somewhere outside of LA, somewhere outside of Bakersfield, somewhere where the plants had a chance. But I know. There he is with his big teeth. And that's the same. I'm assuming this is the same supply place because it says S-U. P, and then that's the similar P right there. So this is where Lucy, or Lily, excuse me, this is where Vault Woman meets Walton Goggins. or at least it's the same town. Look how good he looks. I want to hear his voice because I'll use every chance I get it. If he's just, "Hi there, I'm Walton Goggins." But if he's, "Look here, buckaroo. There's only enough room in this town with this supply place for the two of us. And one of us has got to go." Here's a woman. Oh, here's a, I assume to be a woman right here. Let's see if she does anything. No, she doesn't. "There's only room for me, the supply place, and this woman. That's it. Me and my guns." But like, look at this. What is this building? Is this a church? Like, these are the things that my brain sees and like implodes because I want to know everything else about it. Who is this man and or woman and or them? Who is this them there in them hills here? Who is this? I want to know everything. Like this is obviously Mexican inspired, South American inspired architecture. And what I love so much about Fallout 3 is how it feels like the architecture from Fallout 1 is so present. So what storytelling does this architecture tell you? This looks to be like some sort of a church, maybe. That's my first instinct. Maybe it's a house. Just the way that these graves are here makes me think of that. But also there's a farm in the background here, so maybe it's just farmland. Unless this guy just stumbles out like drugs. So we know that this town ain't big enough for the two of us, just me and that one woman, and that explosion, the supply place, and this guy who died, and Viscera. Just Viscera. And if you watch this, he shoots this guy, and then there's another person. Oh no, this is the guy he just shot. Cool. And if you see here, he's holding an assault rifle. The Fallout 4 assault rifles are ass. They're not good designs. They have character, but they're not good designs. This guy. I want to talk about this guy. What's his name? Chris Parnell meets Leela from Futurama, gender bent color swap that this is. This guy presumably is the vault overseer of 33. Presumably. This man has one eyeball. I am going to presume that this man has some sort of a radiation anomaly, some sort of a mutation because of radiation. Was 33 working on FEV? Who knows? I really hope it wasn't, because it really seems like FEV being in Mariposa was sacrosanct, but who knows? Fallout 76 happened. This, I'm very curious to know what his story is. This is the first episode. And also, I believe I saw Tunnel Snakes on Twitter say that this mug here is an Etsy seller. So some fan who made goods on Etsy, the production team bought this mug from Etsy. How dope is that? So you could own a piece of the show if you go to that seller. That seller's probably retired by now.
And grabbed a moldy.
Actually, let's back up a tiny, tiny bit. We can see that Pip-Boy a little bit better. Just from where this is sitting, this does look like the 3000 from Fallout 3, which is dope because that's one of my, I mean, it's only like there's like four of them. I like that one a lot. I think my favorite one is the 76 one because of the inspiration of the first two games, the old school look, the tubes, the wires, all. I love that one, but this is the one that I grew up with. Like, this is my Pip-Boy, for lack of a better term.
Grabbed a moldy one.
That just sounds like Jerry from Rick and Morty. These turrets look like they do in Fallout 4, which looks great. I want to know who this is. This man, I'm assuming this is the same fella right here that's in the next clip with the dog. I'm assuming this is a follower because of the white jacket. Am I right? Probably not, but let's find out together, shall we? Dairy fresh ice cream with a Mr. Handy pushing somebody. These signs, Franny, these signs, I wish I could be in the office or the department who makes these signs. So, is this man One-Eyed Jack? Like, he looks similar. Is this the same guy? He's obviously has some relation to Lilac, Lily, Lucy. I keep forgetting her name. Obviously has some sort of a relation to her. Maybe this is her father. This is the scribe fellow that we're going to be following. I like how he just, honestly, first, this is going to piss a lot of people off. First impression of seeing him like this, he reminds me of Finn from the new Star Wars trilogy, the Stormtrooper fella. this looks great. Power armor running around, guy with a gun. This is insane. I want to know how this was filmed. I've seen this clip over and over again on Twitter. The Yao Guai just ripping him up. What is this, a Gek? What's this suitcase? It's probably not a Gek. I doubt they're going to introduce a Gek right away. But like, what's this suitcase? What is this house? This thing, I don't know what this is supposed to be. This looks kind of like a gulper. I doubt it's a gulper, but it's got like fingers. Let's see if I can do this in slow-mo. Those look like fingy meat. Them some digits, homie. Like, that's fun. I want to know if this is like a centaur. Like, if this is some sort of a floater, centaur, gulper type mix that got fused with other people. Like, the centaurs are fused, originally supposed to be fused like people and animals and what have you. But, like, he's got fingers in his mouth. This woman has cordyceps coming out of her eyes, assumably. She's also using, like, a World War II-ass gun. She looks like she's having a good time, though. There's the Pridwin. We'll get to that in a second. Here's the Pridwin, or a Pridwin-like ship. It looks almost identical to the one in Fallout 4. But if this isn't the Pridwin, how many of these ships does the Brotherhood have? At what point does the Brotherhood just become too powerful? Like, if the Brotherhood has a Pridwin, what chance does the NCR have of claiming any sort of power? That's my real question. Like, if there's one Pridwin, fine, it makes sense. It's going to take a while to get to point A to point B, especially, like, where are you getting gasoline from, and what's the half-life on gasoline, or does it run on nuclear reactors? I don't know. But where are you getting to power this, and you can power the vertebrates from it? Also, the lore of the Brotherhood having vertebrates because of the end of Fallout 2, they got the schematics or some of the vertebrates from the Enclave and then took it for themselves. They were able to build how many in such a short amount of time, and now you have this giant airship. Here's Walton Goggins as a human with presumably either pulling again from The Last of Us. The child that might be his, might not be his. Not that Joel didn't actually have Sarah, but I'm saying like a kid that is with our protagonist, one of our protagonists, and a horse eye right here. Look at him go. This rips. This I've seen a bunch of times. This is the observatory. If you've played GTA 5, this is where you meet Davey. This is the observatory. I'm not exactly sure where in Los Angeles this is. I've never been to LA. I have a friend who had been to LA, and he got robbed and said he'd never go back. But right here is a prepare for the future sign. This is one of my favorite shots from the trailer. Look at that. Look at that shockwave. Look at that. I can't wait for the end, man. Can't wait for the end of days. It feels like it's right around the corner. That's our show. That's the Fallout Amazon Prime trailer. Coming April 12th. Boo. So that's what we have right now as the trailer. I hope you've enjoyed this. Something a little different for you. If you like it, there's links to just about everything elsewhere, either in the recommended or just check out my channel. There's a bunch of other fun stuff there, especially if you like Fallout stuff. Come check me out. If you're here for the podcast, though, come check me out. I'd appreciate it. I like Fallout a lot. If you like Fallout a lot, maybe we can get along. Join the Discord. Check out the Patreon. I love you. I will see you hopefully soon. So that's all we really have so far. And I'm just excited to see what else we're going to get. It's only 5 months away. 4 or 5 months away. So I'm assuming we're going to get maybe one more trailer, maybe two more trailers, and then we can go from there. But it's exciting, man. This is a series that I didn't think was going to be that big because I felt like I was the only one of my friends that knew about it. And now look at it now. I know a lot of people have had some problems with the trailer, and I haven't watched any nitpicks or any breakdowns other than me doing this because I didn't want to echo anybody else until I had the opportunity to do this. But I'm very, very excited and If you'd like, here is the rest of Atomic Radio Hour.
I'm moving different. This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
Captain Lennox is with us. Now, they are at the Film Live before a studio audience tier, and that tier allows you every week to sit in on one of these episodes. I stream them to the Discord, and as long as you're in that $10 tier, you get to watch these episodes get recorded live. There's some people that I have to thank that also contribute to the Patreon, so starting from the top, they're the people that I have to thank. They help keep the lights on, they keep the show running. They're a bunch of fine, fine folks, and I would like to thank them individually real quick, starting from the top, the OG Noah. Thank you to Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Danny. Thank you, Danny. After Danny, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. And last, but certainly not least, the man who is sitting in the stands right now, Captain Lennox. Thank you for being here, Captain Lennox. Thanks for being here for both episodes that we recorded tonight. Because of you guys, like I said, the show continues to grow and get bigger and better. And like I said, the lights stay on because of you fine folks and your contributions to the show. Now, every week I ask a question in the Patreon, and even at the $1 tier, your voice will be heard because everybody contributes to the polls. And I asked a poll, and I said, would you rather hear about a man who has spent his life picking through garbage, living in the lineage of his father and his father's father, picking through garbage, trying to make something out of a pile of nothing, and makes a town? Would you rather hear about the coolest cats this side of the Colorado? Would you rather hear about the cats that showed up one day and had a real ring-a-ding attitude and then made everything work for them, emulating a style of yore? So I put it to the Patreon, and the results came back. If you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever, consider checking out the Patreon, because even at the $1 tier, your voice is heard when we pick the weekly lore. And by way of Patreon, this week's lore is coming to you, the chairman from Fallout New Vegas. One of the three families on the strip in the Mojave in 2281, first contacted by a Securitron that Mr. House was controlling sometime after around 2274. I couldn't find an exact date of when House went to the three families, these three tribes that would later become the chairman for the Tops, the Omertas for the Gamora, and the White Glove Society for the Ultralux. I couldn't find an exact date that said, this is when this started, this is when this happened. But what I did find is that House started the reconstruction of Vegas in 2274. There's also another character I'm going to be talking about later who dies in 2274. So we know it's around that time that the chairman went from their original tribe name of the Mojave Boot Riders into the chairman. I also have this quote here from House. I oversaw the city's renovation starting in 2274 onward. The three families are my employees. So I know as of that point, 2274, 2275, most likely 74, that's when this all started. The Securitron approached the tribe called the Mojave Boot Riders. The tribe destroyed the Securitron in a minute flat, is the exact wording from the All Roads comic that was in the collector's edition of Fallout New Vegas. The next day, 20 Securitrons were sent, so they had to negotiate with House. In return for food, shelter, and medical care, they would renovate the Tops, make it anew, and then the tribe would settle down there. A vocal minority from the tribe didn't want to go, especially the leader, Bingo. This is what his name is referred to as, again, in the All Roads comic. Benny will speak to him as speak about him as a man named Bingo. Benny and Bingo would argue about this so much to the point that Bingo had challenged Benny to a knife fight. Now, Bingo is described as a big man, a big, stocky, strong man, stronger than Benny, but because of his strength, he lacked in speed, and Benny knew this. Benny waits for the right time, stabs him in the neck, and he is now the leader of the Mojave Boot Riders. Because Benny becomes the leader of the Mojave Boot Riders, he says we're all going to go to Vegas and start our new lives. This is where a very sycophantic Benny is born, and from here you see him as the character that we see him in New Vegas. Once you first go into the Tops, you can ask Swank, the right-hand man of Benny, what he knows about Mr. House. And Swank will say, and this is paraphrased, this is shortened, Without Mr. House, we'd still be wearing gecko skins, poking around the ruins with pointy sticks, scalping people for giggles. The original name for the chairman, their tribe, was going to be the Geckos. I think this is where the term Benny Gecko comes from, because Benny doesn't have a last name canonically, but people refer to him as Benny Gecko, I've seen. I like the idea of that being Benny's last name. I think it fits, especially with the story that I just told you, that their original name was going to be the Geckos, and then that was changed early on in development. The Boot Riders do not trust any of the other families. The chairmen do not trust any of the other families that had come over from the other tribes. The tribes that were then the Omertas, they thought they were shady. They thought that they were swindlers. They thought that what they were doing was cheap, didn't have any nuance to it. They thought they were just shitty businessmen. And the White Glove Society, they never trusted because they feel like that they were hiding something. Now, Benny being the man who's in charge of the chairman, the head of the chairman, he is Mr. House's right-hand man. And Swank is Benny's right-hand man and oversees all of his day-to-day activities when Benny isn't around. Their entire persona is the emulation of an old world idea of what cool is. I have written down in my notes, and I get all of my lore off of fallout.fandom.com, but what I have written down here is that their coolness is a little bit of Bugsy Siegel meets Miles Davis meets James Dean, from the way they talk, from the way they swing, from the way they just interact with the world. They're laid back, they smoke cigarettes, they drink whiskey on the rocks. They're what you think of, like, late 50s, early 60s cool. Very Mad Men-esque. All of this knowledge of what was cool, what is cool, is only known to them because of Mr. House's databanks. Because House has all these databanks that of what the old world was once like at one point in time, that's how they know what cool to them is in this old school, new school way. But they're a tribe, and like any tribe, they pride themselves on their weapons. And like any tribe trying to defend themselves, they have to have some. Some of their favorites being knives, straight razors, switchblades, 9mm and 10mm pistols, sawed-off shotguns, 44 Magnum revolvers, riot shotguns, and silenced 22 pistols and 22 SMGs. Killing them does not give the player character any sort of negative karma, and in the collector's edition, you can see that they are given a card. It'll be on screen right now. Check that shit out. They are given a card, and on that card, they're wearing black suits. I actually watched a video about this on YouTube. I'm sorry that I don't remember the creator's name, but in the video, it says that there is a bug in the game where the textures for their suits are supposed to be black, but they are copied from the ones the Omertas wear. And that's why the Omertas and the chairman both wear the same suit. And to be completely honest with you, this game has been out since 2010, and I've never noticed that one time. I bet that was supposed to make Benny stand out more in his color scheme. There's a bunch of mods that fix it. This game ever gets re-released, I think it'd be a crying shame, a sin even, if they didn't fix that. It's a glitch, it's a bug that caused someone to make a video about it. And I get it. It's the way it should be. It's on the artwork, and I get it. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys enjoyed the lore onto the chairman. I'm surprised it was as short as it was, but that's all I have for you for this week's lore. From Collider, a journalism site covering the Fallout series, there was a CCXP booth that let fans actually enter the vault in Brazil, of all places. This is written by Chris McPherson. And there's a thing that I've noticed about Bethesda. When they do these live events, they never do them in the States. Starfield, I believe it was Mr. Tom Flood in the Discord, showed us that there was like a Starfield event that they went to that was like a real ass, like, you were part of like the Crimson Fleet. Like, you're showing all this stuff. And, like, here's the thing in Brazil. Do they play a lot of video games in Brazil? Do they play a lot of Fallout in Brazil? Maybe. But, like, why not do this at New York Comic Con? Why not do this at LA Comic Con? Why not have an event in Denver that I can go to for once, please? So I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts here from the article. And behind me should be a slideshow of all of the pictures. The stuff looks great. Fans visiting CCXP this weekend can take to the wasteland as the Prime Video is giving visitors to the Fan Expo the opportunity to get a first look at their highly anticipated upcoming series Fallout, adapted from the massively successful video game franchise of the same name. Although the release of the Fallout series is still months away, their optimism about it maintaining the distinct 1950s retrofuturistic style found in the games. The series comes from Kilter Films and executive producer Jonathan Noland and Lisa Joy. The active involvement of key figures from the game development is a positive sign, especially considering the recent success of adaptations like the Super Mario Bros. Movie, which remains one of the highest grossing movies of the year, and The Last of Us. Amazon would love to have a hit of that magnitude on their hands, and they're swinging for the fences with this one. Similar to the video game franchise, the post-apocalyptic narrative revolves around humanity's struggle for survival in a dystopian post-apocalyptic world. What adds to Fallout's allure for the fans of the video game franchise is that the events in the Prime Video series will be considered canon within the Fallout universe. This implies that the show will establish connections with both past and potentially upcoming video game installments. So behind me has been a slideshow of all of the photos of the event, of the vault door, which I would kill to be in front of this thing, the Brotherhood of Steel flag and the power armor, the signage. There's also a King's, which I'm assuming is supposed to be the King's School of Impersonation. There's also a Super Duper Mart, genuine signage that looks like it's straight from the game. Like I said, behind me should be an entire slideshow of these images. I would love to be able to go to one of these things, be it a Fallout thing, even an Elder Scrolls thing. As a guy who's not really super into Elder Scrolls but appreciates it for what it is, I would love the ability to be able to go there and just walk around, especially if there's like people with like fake weapon prop stuff, and just be able to like hold a laser rifle, be in front of a vault door and be like, hell yeah, brother. These are super cool that they're doing this. I just wish they would do them in America. I wish they would do them where I can read the signs. Like, this is done in Brazil, and all of the signs are in Portuguese, and I don't speak Portuguese. It's not that it's not lost to me that it's cool. It's just I wish I could see it and be like, wow, that's super dope that it's something that I know in my language. But what else? What isn't in English? What isn't for Americans, right? Let somebody else have something for once. I would love to know what everybody thinks about this, because I think this is super dope. That's about everything I have for you guys for this week. I hope you guys are excited for the holidays. Everything's coming up quickly. Everything's coming up fast. I hope you're going to spend a lot of time with your loved ones. It's all I have for you for this week. Like I said, my name has been Vince. The intro is by the one and only Shane Ivers. Link in the description below to his music, silvermansounds.com/freemusic. There's also a link down there to the Patreon. There's a link down there to the show's Twitter, my Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. The Redbubble is down there as well. And the Discord. Come hang out for a little bit. I hope you guys are having a good week. I hope you guys are happy. I hope you guys are healthy. I hope you guys are ready to tackle what life is about to throw at us. I love you very much. I'll be speaking with you soon, and I'll be seeing you next weekend. Bye, everybody.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
This has been a production made by your friends at Ghoulman Entertainment.